But at any rate, we were 2 days going up. We went up as far as Booberowie Eating House. That was one of the old eating houses in the coach days. And the coaches, the horse coaches used to travel through. They used to stop at Booberowie. We camped at Booberowie overnight. There was the old family of us, and they had their cows, about 6 or 8 cows. I don't know how many there was now. And there was an old drover that had been used to travelling droving around from Kidman's up in the north. He drove them up. He was a retired man then. And he drove them up. They camped there too. How the cows made the journey in 2 days, I don't know. It was a mighty long way for cows to travel and still give milk. And they had the stripper full of fowls, the old strippers, and the next day we went on up past Kiniowie Station.
How many came from Monteiro up to Clark's property?
There was ten of us. Only one little girl died before we left Monteiro. There was 2 children born after we went up there, so there was 7 of us travelled up. Mother had to drive a horse with an old draft mare and a spring cart. She had to follow along behind the wagon. She's a stiff-legged old mare. She had a filly running with her about nearly 12 months old, I suppose. They carried all their furniture. They carried all their... Everything they had was conveyed up in one day.
Mm.
It took them 2 days to get there. When we got there, of course the dad had been there 12 months before we got there, and he'd fenced it. Well, a lot of that post come out of Kiniowie Belt. You know what Kiniowie Belt is? It was a big belt of red gums. We went up through Kiniowie Station. There used to be a fence, wire netting fence between Kiniowie and Yongla, and there was a gate that we had to go through. I remember going through that gate as well as anything. As we went up the road, the trees were practically right in up against the side of the road in those days, and old Dad said, "There," he said, "it's a tree where the natives have cut out a shield or something. I've often looked for it since, but never could I see it." At any rate, we landed up there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or perhaps a little late, 4 o'clock, I suppose, seeing it was summertime. Pulled up to the... there was no yards or anything there at that time. We pulled up and the furniture had to be unloaded into the house. My mother had to bed down 7 children. She was pregnant at the time, carrying another one. And she had a... camp oven, you know, the old camp ovens. Cook in. There was no stove or anything else there at that time. How she managed it, I don't know. We had a well down just below the house, a beautiful well. It had no windmill on it in those days, mind you. Everything had to be drawn up with the windlass and a rope. I can remember her drawing water out of that well and tipping it into the trough. There was a stone trough about the length of this room built up, and that was the only supply. There was no tank on it. In later years, they planted a willow tree down there, and the willow roots grew right through. Although the well had been timbered in later years, the roots grew out right out into the well in a great bunch, so far out that they almost obliterated the water. Although I looked down the other day and I can still see water there. And that was the water supply, and the house was built above that, so all the water had to be carried from that well up to the house. There was no water laid on in those days. And that was how we got there.